Hello, I'm Jameer Howerton reporting at First Energy Stadium. This is the field that the Browns go to work on 6 months out of the year. But for head groundskeeper Chris Powell and stadium field manager Neil Pate, maintaining this grass is a year-long labor of love. This spring, the job included a re-sodding project to prepare the field for an international soccer match that would take place in May. We had a chance to go behind the scenes and see all the work that went into this project.
It's always great to be able to lay sod in the spring and have time to work with it before we get to the season. There's a lot of things that can happen in the fall that will affect coming out of winter here on the stadium field. It became apparent that the sidelines need to be addressed with the soccer match that we're going to have May 29th.
The sod comes from New Jersey. It's a sand-based sod. It's three different kinds of bluegrass. We came out here and started with a machine called a coro, and it rototills up an inch and a quarter of the sod off of the top, removes it. We then come in with a tiller, till the dirt, grade that.
It comes in 4 foot wide by 30 foot long and is rolled up on tubes.
You create an interlocking step and just progress down the field. We started on Monday morning and we're finished on Wednesday morning.